Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing? How y'all doing in the cafe? Are you ready for some hot and steamy conversation this morning? What you drinking on? What you sipping on? Caramel macchiato. That's my favorite beverage right there. That's how I get my day started. Hot and steamy.
My mother and I had a fantastic relationship.
This is Stephen, and I just wanted to share.
You should always be in a place where you're celebrated. Life is too short to stay somewhere and tolerate.
If you cannot help a person, don't hurt them, especially the women.
It's always just whole essence is to bring out the best in other people.
Something that touches other people, and that's what your show does. It doesn't. It's not just conversation as you started. It actually has a purpose.
Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. I'm telling you, I'm excited about our broadcast this morning. We have some very interesting news for you. And what you are going to find about what we're going to talk about today, like all topics, like all subjects, they are relevant to everyday life. That's what I love about this show. It is real topics, real topics. Real talk. Before we get into the show, let me introduce my right-hand man, the one that's standing by me, the brand man that always helped me make this happen. Good morning, B. How are you?
What up? Everything is good. I'm chilling. I'm actually pretty excited about the show today, too. This is what I like to call a lituation. We're going to definitely hit a bunch of different topics. One thing I will say, last week's show, we talked about, you know, how to manage your managers and whatnot. And I have been actually doing some reading on that. And I was able to talk to our friend. This is just an update. I was able to talk to our friend, and they are looking into different ways to manage this particular manager. And it's not easy. They told me a bunch of other stuff that came up after that, and it's just not easy. But I will say this, they're looking into other options as far as, moving around the boulder that this manager is creating in the middle of the floor. So I will say shout out to them, showing growth. I like that. That's pretty good. You're doing your thing. So I got a question for you. I got to ask. You ready?
I try to stay ready, but give it to me.
All right. Why is it so damn hard to buy a car in Atlanta? All I want to do is buy a new car. Gee willikers, man. I just cannot get over it. That's all I want. I just want a car in my price range that's nice. I went to go see a new car. I mean, it was leaking transmission fluid, everything, all types of wildness. All right. Thank you. Thank you for listening. That's all I needed. Okay. All right, fine. Everybody go home.
Hey.
I'm finished.
Okay, so you got that friend to try to buy a new car. So if you're a salesman, you know anyone at the car dealer, put it in right now on the live. Put it in or email him or contact him. Email us on the show. Help Brandon get a car. All right? admin@coffeetalkwithsoy.com or info@coffeetalkwithsoy.com. Keep a show input. All right, Brandon going to be riding real soon.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we got something pretty exciting to talk about, and this is like one of those epidemics almost. And I don't have this problem, and I know you don't have this problem. What's the deal with people not being able to tell someone no? What is that?
Now, there are people who are, we call them easy people, nice people. They have a given heart. And sometimes it can be to people that you love and care about. And saying no is the most difficult thing to do. You know, it's hard to tell them, some of us got kids, husbands, wives, coworkers, friends, family members, that we probably need to say no to. And we don't. And we have problems doing that. Well, we're going to help you out this morning. going to give you some tips and tools. And I promise you, before you leave this show today, you will have an ignition of how and when to say no. And we're going to give you some samples to work with. I'm going to give you a couple of sentences that's going to work for you real well. It's going to buy you some time, but what we want you to think about it, you know, the end result is yours. But what we want to do is give you some information, buy you some time, give you some wiggle room to get out of it, okay? Because some of us say no without thinking. We say yes, without thinking. We should say yes without even thinking about it. But we're going to give you some wiggle room to get out of it, to get those two words in there. I can't do it. Oh, that's three words.
Sorry.
Right? I can't do it. But y'all got
I was about
I can't
to say.
Do it. Not gonna be able to do it. All right, dude. Let's take this process.
So let's take them through the process. I'm listening. Help me understand the process.
Who do you know, person? Do you know? If you can't say their name, just use their initials. Who do you know that legitimately always says yes and have a hard time telling people no?
I don't know a person like that, and I'm trying to find one, because if, you know, I found somebody that would love to say yes like that, I actually have a new car, like a brand new car. You know, I wouldn't have to get a used one. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I literally don't know a person that will always say yes, and I just don't know that person. And that's why when we talked about it, I was like, how does this even happen? If you don't like something, if you don't want to do it, if it's costing you too much time, space, or money, don't do it. Just say no. I don't understand.
Yeah,
that's my ignorance.
We both in Toastmasters. You know, we know people that say yes. How many people we know in Toastmasters that are busy, got all these projects going on, running around, don't have time for their family, doing this because they are, we use the word in Toastmasters called balling toes, right? But they are constantly finding themselves looking for opportunities to get more time because they're inundated with tasks and other responsibilities. They don't say no. Yes, Brad, you got to do me on that.
You need to introduce me to some of those people because I don't know. Like, I mean, I think about the people that I know from Toastmasters like you, like others that we've had on the show, and I don't see those people just saying yes to everything for everything. I don't see it. But let's just say that we did. Let's just say that we did know somebody like that. What would make, why are they like that? Why can't they just be like, yo, you know what, I can't do this, or not right now, or postpone, or whatever. Why can't they do that? What's the psychological barrier as to why they can't do it?
Me? Okay, I'm someone who would always say yes to projects. I would say yes because I think I can work it in. I think I have more time. I think I can do it. I want to do it. You know, sometimes I look at what is required, and I really think I'm the best person for it. Yeah, I can do that because I should do this. I'm better at this. But sometimes it's really not about your skill set. It's really not about how great you are. Sometimes you need to say no for other reasons. But we don't. And we take on other projects. We take on things. We have people in our family who will call and always have a problem. Hey, I need this. Can you do this? You are the problem solver. You're the one who holds the family together. People are always calling you to work things out. That is the person who always says yes and don't say no. And sometimes saying no is taking the project, taking that responsibility off of you and putting it on someone else. We take it. Sometimes the mother of the house, you got kids in your house. You run around doing everything. Ain't nobody doing nothing. You doing everything. No one does anything. You're doing it. And you may not be saying no, but your body language and how you just say, I'll take care of it. I'll do it. Or it's left for you to do, you're saying yes. You are saying yes because you end up doing it.
Okay. And
not yet. We're going hard. Not yet. I haven't convinced you yet.
You did get a little worked up on that one. But I'm just saying, like, if there's kids involved, so, all right, if there's kids involved or if it's something that's easily overlookable, then I can understand that. Case in point, my wife, she wants to go to brunch tomorrow. Tomorrow I have a meeting, so I can't do brunch. And I had to tell her that, hey, babe, listen, I can't do it, but can we do it a little bit later? Very simple, right? Very easy, simple situation. Conflict of interest, can't do it. Now, you have somebody that is like, can you babysit the kids? No, I'm supposed to go see the Anita Baker show, the last concert, you know, that she's ever going to do. And then you now got to sit there and figure it out and this, you know, put yourself in a crazy position, not go to the concert just to babysit somebody's badass kid? What? And that person can't say no? It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know anybody like that.
So that's something that babysitting scenario you just pointed out. Now, theoretically, what will happen is the person who needs a babysitter probably always needs a babysitter. And let's say this person really don't act, but just kind of shove the kids on you. You know, they want to run out to the store, and they'll be right back, or they're going to want to take care of Aaron or want to do something, and you're always having a kid. Maybe you pick the kids up every day and your daughter or son should be leaving you and they don't. So the person who would fit into the scenario of not being able to say no is the person who's always having a kid. And here's a clear example of if you are the person. Because what happened is how often do you do something and you resent it? You set in some project or you're doing some chore or something, and you fussing the whole time you're doing it. You should have said no.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, so you grumbling the whole time, mumbling on your mouth, never talking to the person you need to talk to relax this whole situation. But you're frustrated in this. You're the one who should have said no.
And that's what I'm saying. I was reading something, you know, after we was doing our research on it, like I was reading something on Psychology Today, and it said there's like long lasting effects of not being able to say no. Stuff happens when you don't. What did you say last time? Put that boundary out there and say, nah, this can't happen right now, or this is not what I need, or if I do this, then. You know, you need to be here to pick up your kids at X, Y, and Z time so that I could do this or do that. And what happens is that it builds a level of resentment. And then when the person actually does say something, it comes out completely wrong. And furthermore, you have the other person that's receiving that has absolutely no idea what happened and why. No idea what happened. So... you've been saying yes all this time. You really meant no or wanted to say no. You've been saying yes all this time. And I finally just asked you for something that's just too crazy, and you completely flip and lose your stuff. And I don't know what's going on because you've always been saying yes. I thought it was all good because common sense tells me who does stuff that they don't want to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was looking at it, and it was crazy that I watched videos and everything of this lady explaining how bad it was. Like, she bought her boyfriend a car. She bought her boyfriend a house. The guy ended up cheating on her, keeping the house, keeping the car, moved somebody else into the house and the car. And then she did that for, like, 6 consecutive relationships because just had this, yeah, which was nuts. It was nuts. I tried to reach out to her to bring her on the show. Our people weren't able to get in contact with her. But long story short, like, she did this for 6 consecutive relationships and then had the audacity to blame somebody else, right? And then she, you know, supposedly started seeing a doctor, and he explained to her that he had to gradually guide her into the ability to say no. And she claimed, or they claimed, that it stemmed somewhere from some childhood trauma, obviously, that she needed acceptance. She needed to be loved and cared for. And the only way that she could do that was by serving other people, which to me was crazy, but I understood where it was coming from when they after they explained it. But that was crazy. Like now it can in your opinion, that was on YouTube, so I don't know if that's real or not. But can that really happen like that, Soy?
Well, my opinion that well, let's back up a little bit to the point where woman loses all her emotions, and you know, well, the person who does not, I think probably have not been taking care of themselves for quite a bit of time, and that's where all that resentment is just building up, and then it just unleashes. And sometimes it unleashes not on the person that it's intended to, but wherever you are, whatever situation, it's just wherever you are in that moment where the fuse blow is where it's going to show itself. And sometimes it may not be the person that it's intended for. You may be like, oh, what's she going off on me? It's not, I can do it. I'm, you know, but that may be the last thing that tipped him over. So that's one thing. When you're not taking care of yourself constantly, building on more and more stress on yourself, taking on things, that can cause you to appear to overreact. You're not overreacting, you know, but you, it doesn't look like that for those who don't know the circumstances or who don't know what's going on with you. It could look like that. And
well, I was just going to say, how do you identify with something like that?
Well, by recognizing that you are the person that needs to say or speak up for yourself. Here's what I honestly believe. I believe that God gives us all the ability to sense certain things. You know, we have the responsibility to take care of ourselves. And some of us have grown up with some issues in our childhood, and you may be blaming it on your mom or your dad because of how you grew up. But when you get to a certain age in life, you kind of look at all of that and take responsibility for that and say, well, you know what? My mother may have done the best she could in raising me, or my dad done the best he could, but now it's up to me to take that, find out what my issues are and deal with them and not put them on other people. So it comes a level of responsibility for us. So in terms of our topic today, wanting, you know, to say no, but instead you say yes. You're frustrated. You're stressed out all the time. You feel that you are the victim in certain situations where people pour things on you. That's because you don't speak up for yourself. That's because you don't say the things that you need to say to protect you. And so you, in turn, have all these issues, all these emotions, because you are putting on a smile, or some of you just hold a blank face or stare, and you just accept it, but you don't speak up for yourself, and you do not require the people around you to change their behavior towards you. You don't always need to say yes. You don't say yes.
As a matter of fact, to be selfish, right? A little bit, you know, to be a little selfish is more positive than to not be selfish at all and give too much of yourself, where A, people take advantage of you, and B, you lose yourself. You see what I'm saying? That's how I feel, because these individuals display this passive aggressive behavior because they're so angry on the inside, but they can't bring themselves to just have the balance, okay? So they become passive aggressive. These people suffer from anxiety, depression. They have eight times likely to be more stressful or stressed out, and this leads obviously to more breakups and divorce in their life. All right, and one other thing is that this type of behavior also leads to what they call burning out. Anybody that's like been stressed out at work for a certain period, you know what a burnout feels like. So this leads to them being burned out. And so what kind of service are you doing to anybody else if you're burning yourself out? You know, you're killing yourself by doing this, and you're not really being a positive martyr. You know, it's not like you put your life on the line for a kid, or you know, you're saving the world or something like that. You're not doing that. In those circumstances, hey, it might be even okay in those circumstances. In this circumstance, just being a yes person and having all of that long-time grief, yeah, you don't need that. That's not helping you or anybody else.
Real talk. Look at that, Brandon. Look at that. Now, here's what people can do. Here's what you can do when you need to say no. And just because you say no doesn't mean it has to be in a harsh tone. It doesn't have to be mean. But sometimes you do need to say no. Here's what you can do to say no. Stall on it. Don't say no. In the moment, you don't make it hard for you to say no. So you can stall and come up with something later. But intentionally do a stall. Like my husband and I had, when I was married, we had an issue that I would always just agree that we're going to be somewhere. I'm going through the day, talk to the girlfriend, yada, yada, yada. Oh, this going on, y'all. Oh, yeah, we'll be there. What time? 8, we'll be there. 7, 6:30. I'm home. Oh, we got to go to so-and-so. We virtually frustrated because I didn't accept something without talking to him. So I had to learn to say, let me check with him and get back with you. And then it's okay to say that, for real. It's okay to say that. It don't make you sound weak. It makes you appear to be considerate of your mate. It allows you to have control over your day and your time. So just say, let me get back to you. I'll look on our schedule. Let me check it, make sure. And I'll give you a call, open your email, text, whatever. But, you know, put that opportunity to start so that you can look at your schedule, check with your mate or whomever you're with, and make sure that you don't overcommit to something. So create that stall. I think that's a good thing to do to help you say no.
Yeah, that's important. That's definitely important because I know for a fact that when you get to that point of when you get to that point of understanding, like, you know what, I need to be able to do this for me, for whatever reason, or just because it's a conflict, or just because I don't want to. The way that you deliver that information is paramount in how you feel afterwards. So I totally agree with that. The best part about this thing, though, right, is that in doing that, people will respect you more. Why? Because your time is valuable. So they understand, you know what? Soy might not be able to babysit the kids. Yeah, of course she loves the kids. Of course the kids love her. But she might not be able to babysit the kids. She might not be able to come here. She might not be able to do this. Her time is valuable. She's busy. You know what? I have to respect her time or be cognizant of her time. It is what it is, right? So I feel like when you deliver that appropriately, the stall tactic is beautiful. I love it. When you deliver that appropriately, let me check my schedule. I'll get back to you. When you deliver that appropriately like that, that stops all that guilt trip stuff that people be worried about. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody guilt trip you into a yes, because they're just going to keep doing it. So that, you know, don't be so scared of not being accepted or some type of rejection that you can't get across what you need to get across. That's that word judo that we were talking about last week, that verbal judo. You know, you gotta deliver it right. You know, don't, and by all means, do not say, "You always do this." You know, always start with I. Just saying.
Hey, we learned that a few shows ago. We learned that a few
right.
shows ago. You're not
this thing is progressive, right? Keep it up, man. You can't. Don't. Yeah, don't get too crazy. I'm just saying, like, you know, don't start accusing people now.
So another thing, Brandon. In addition to that thought tactic, what you're doing by doing that is you're setting priorities. You're setting time limits, as Brandon said. You're showing the person that they need to respect your time, and it helps you to create a mantra to live by. Let me get back to you. Let me check, you know, with my husband. And husband, let me check with my wife. Let me see, make sure we haven't committed, you know, and then I'll be back to you. So that's a good thing to do. Because what you don't want to do is once you get in the habit of the drug out and saying yes, you got all these resentments, then you're fighting with yourself. And then here it comes, the day of, you do what you committed to do, now you're looking for a way to get out of it. You're going to play like a sick, I'm happy to your car, and all in all, you don't feel good about this because you don't want to lie to this person, really, but you just need to strengthen up your skills, your ability to communicate, to this person effectively to say no when you can't do something. And it's okay to say no. It's okay
to
say no.
Okay. That's right. I remember how funny the Jim Carrey movie Yes Man was. I watched that movie and I just remember how funny it was that he was going through all of this craziness just because he couldn't say no, air quotes, couldn't say no. And I was like, yo, this dude is driving himself crazy. like literally crazy. Like, you know, give me all the money in your wallet. Yes, you know, and he's just doing it. And I'm like, what? Like they, if you ever watched that movie, they just had like a homeless people just had an orgy in his back seat or something like that. He was okay with it, and I mean it was just he turned into a nutcase after that. You know what I'm saying? And don't be Jim Carrey in that movie and turn yourself into a nutcase. Tim Robbins was actually in the movie and messed him up. But like if you just I think that's the guy's name. I like the guy too, you know. Yeah. But the point here is this. When you when you bend over backwards for somebody, consistently and constantly, when you're bending over backwards for somebody at your destruction, you are going to break. Period. Don't be broken. Okay, have some balance. Okay, put yourself in a position where you're not on the losing end. That's it. That's all she wrote.
All right. We're almost up to wrap up our segment of Coffee Talk with Soy on the air of Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll transition to Facebook Live. But I promise that I will give you a couple of phrases to use before we end the show so that when you are in a position that you need to say no, and you want to say no, use that star tactic. Let them know that you can get back with them. You can try saying, I don't do that. I'm not going to be able to do that. I don't know if it's going to fit in my budget. And Julie, when you start that conversation, putting that pause in there, coming up with your mantra, it'll create a space for you to be empowered to say no. And it's okay to say no. It is okay to say no. We got to learn to take care of ourselves, love ourselves, and take care of ourselves. So until next Saturday, take care of yourself. Use these tactics. I'm going to post them on our Facebook Live page. I'm going to type them up for you so that you'll have them in the live. So join us here next Saturday on Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show.
I just love this show, Coffee Talk with Soy. That is your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. I'd like to thank the listeners and the guests for joining me in the cafe today. What a wonderful time we had. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Don't forget to download the app Coffee Talk with Soy from your app store. It's available on iTunes and Google Play. Stay connected, folks, by visiting the website, CoffeeTalkWithSoy.com, as well as looking for us under your social media sites. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name Coffee Talk with Soy. Remember, the size of the problem is never the issue. Remember, it's the size of you. Be great because you are awesome. Tell them Soy said so. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Facebook Live, good morning. How are you?